Yeah, Nicole, it is definitely busy out here tonight at Miami International Airport. We're outside departures. There's been a steady stream of cars all night long, dropping passengers off, people who visited family for Thanksgiving. I was inside earlier speaking with employees. They said it certainly feels like it did almost before the pandemic. Very, very busy out here today. Also new today, federal health officials urging anyone who traveled over Thanksgiving, once they get home, if they traveled out of state, they say they should get tested for COVID within 1 week of returning home. As Thanksgiving festivities wrap up, U.S. airports are crowded with travelers returning home after ignoring CDC warnings not to fly.
On the way there, the middle seats were open. On the way home, it was packed.
I think it's okay to travel. I think people need to get back to normal life and do their thing, but just, you know, wear your mask and just follow the protocols.
The last several days have been busy at U.S. airports, at least for pandemic times. Almost 1 million passengers moved through TSA checkpoints yesterday, but the same day last year, that number was more than 2.5 million. On the Sunday morning political shows, both Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx warned that even with a vaccine on the horizon, the next month of the pandemic could be the worst because of Thanksgiving and Christmas travel.
We're entering into what's really a precarious situation because we're in the middle of a steep slope.
If your family traveled, you have to assume that you were exposed and you became infected, and you really need to get tested in the next week, and you need to avoid anyone in your family with comorbidities or over 65.
COVID testing sites across the country were busy leading up to Thanksgiving, and long wait times are expected to continue this week.
We got tested like the day before we traveled, and like are going to test again as soon as we get back to New York.
In Hawaii, they are already requiring a COVID test before boarding a flight to the state, and there's now a push to require a second COVID test for travelers because of outbreaks in the mainland United States.
And the correct scientific case that a one test system is just the beginning of one and not a whole one. The major concern is that one test does not catch nearly the amount of travelers that's proposed to do.
And so far, Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, was the busiest travel day in U.S. airports, according to the TSA. Today is expected to top that. And according to AAA, most people actually decided to drive this year. They say about 95% of travelers hit the road and drove to their destinations for Thanksgiving. So highways also very, very busy today. Live in Miami, Brian Enten, News Nation.